Yo. We back. Music Jones Podcast. Every Tuesday. Doogie.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening?
Can't call it, man. Can't call it.
You done got sick out there, goddamn.
A little bit under the weather. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that guy. Yeah, a little bit under the weather. I'm straight, though.
Word, man. Wally June.
Yo.
What's up, nigga?
Cool, and what's happening with you?
Ain't shit, man. Be easy.
What up?
Hope the Steelers lose.
You are a hater.
Yes, sir.
You talking like that and Doogie done let that hawk get on
him. Right.
What hawk? The hawk done got on you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man. How's everything?
Like I am.
June, what's going on in Charlotte, man?
Man, it's pretty quiet.
Let me ask you a question. You sent me some shit the other day. That had them signs on it. You know how you have the road work sign?
Yeah, most definitely.
They got road work signs on the side of the roads in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
One of them say free P. Diddy and R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody that hacked them.
Probably
yeah,
so.
Hacked them. Yeah, they hacked them.
Yeah, and what did the other two say?
Hawk Tool.
Yeah, Hawk Tool.
What? So we know who
yeah.
Hacked
them. Yeah, of course.
White people hacked them.
Of course.
Oh, man.
Of course, man. But they just tried to make it look like
I think some of them had to do something with Trump or something. But that Hawk 2 was the first
Hawk,
one, though.
The Hawk 2 and that other one said Free P. Diddy and R. Kelly.
And R. Kelly.
You notice on social media, like in the comments, it'd be a lot of white people talking about Diddy a lot.
Man,
like Epstein was never alive.
Yeah, I don't
but
be.
This shit just crazy. Like they just be on that shit here.
They like to say freak offs.
They do.
They like to say freak offs.
They do.
They just like to say the shit
in the news.
Yeah, they just like to say freak offs.
He had his freak offs parties that he used to
like
call.
It's crazy they did that, but they ain't talk about Epstein like that.
Yeah, of course. No. But he went to Diddy went back.
Not
to
as
court.
Much as they doing. There's a lot of white people talking about Diddy.
Of course, they love to see it, bro.
Well, it ain't equivalent though.
It's not.
Nah, cause he more popular than Epstein.
Of course, yeah. I mean,
he did way worse shit.
Yeah, huh? He did way worse shit.
Who did it?
Epstein.
Yeah,
shit.
Epstein was a monster.
Did it. From the last shit they said about Diddy with some 9-year-olds, 15-year-olds, and shit.
Yeah,
oh, that was common for Epstein though.
Yeah, true.
That was regular
especially
practice.
You seen that documentary?
Jesus, regular practice.
I watched the shit about the island, right?
Yeah,
I watched.
And the girl.
Oh God, man.
They got her when she was young.
Dog, somebody should have been strangling that
something
bit.
About the girl. White girl.
Yeah, somebody should have been strangling that something bit.
She lived on like a trailer park.
Oh, he was killing them from 9 to 16.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever he can get his hands on.
And getting them for people.
Yeah, getting them for other people and shit, man. Sick. Yeah.
Sick.
But that's
sick.
Why they say he hung himself.
That's a sick.
Yeah, man, they hung himself.
Of course not.
Allegedly.
That's why they keep saying Diddy on suicide watch.
Well, they put high profile people on suicide watch anyway.
Yeah, but Diddy say he not guilty, so shit, he ready to fight.
Kelly said the same thing too.
Epstein, I mean, but the boys feel like they ain't guilty. They feel like they ain't did shit wrong.
You can judge, but I'm not guilty. I can't listen to that song no more. I got all of my mom. Oh Lord.
Bless you. Oh shit.
Uh-oh.
Oh shit.
You got it.
You ain't got that vid.
Got a little sniffles now.
Bro, you ain't got that vid. We straight.
That shit ain't real.
Oh, there you go again.
He got a hawk.
He loaded with
the hawk. Got a
hawk.
Got
a
hawk.
Yeah. But did it
jukebox?
Did it go back to court this week?
Okay, he did.
Yeah, he went for another bond hearing.
He's still
trying to get a bail and shit.
Jesus Christ.
They denied him again.
Yeah, he threw.
Yeah.
They said his trial will start. I did hear his trial will start. Yeah, next year.
May 2025.
Damn, that's exactly a long time to sit down.
Yeah, so, but they, and he got to sit there.
Yeah.
I mean, they did Thug the same way, so.
Yeah, but Thug, the shit Thug did and accused of, and shit Diddy accused of.
Yeah, Diddy
done made them kill one person.
Diddy said, "Man, I will have no females at my house."
That ain't got nothing.
He told the judge he was like he would go as far as not having no females at his house, no women at his house.
Uh huh.
That's sick. It's more sickness.
Yeah, because
that's a sick response.
That baby boy, he cool with the dudes. So shit, it ain't about.
But that
why he need women for when he got men? But
I think that's what he was trying to say.
But that ain't in the thing sleep. Though.
What?
Like everybody make that joke or whatever, but was he accused of messing with men?
Some of them have accused
Lil Rye.
No, I'm talking about in like real court shit. I ain't talking about the Lil Rye shit, because that Lil Rye shit.
That's
part of the indictment.
Well, Buddy like it, so we can't say him.
Because he filed another lawsuit the other day on somebody else.
It's men that,
yeah, did it from men
in the real shit.
Yeah.
Now, I know the shit before from like the Cassie shit was like.
They say he was.
But that shit 100 and something counts.
He blow up a hole.
No, that's something separate though.
But it's still 100 and something counts. He did something, man.
They got B-Bad. Usher, that was the word.
Yeah,
that's rumor shit. Rumor, that ain't in the real shit.
Oh yeah, I don't know the names of the people in the real, but somebody.
Yeah, I don't think nobody gonna look at
like in the Cassie shit. Man. Cassie was like, she was like, he would make her have sex with other dudes, and he would watch.
Yeah,
but she ain't never said he would have sex with the dudes
because she wasn't around for the freak offs.
But other niggas,
no, she was.
I mean, but that's all he let her see.
Hold up, man. Diddy was...
Yeah, Diddy, wild boy, man. What they call him? A cup?
Yeah, he a cup. Yeah.
A cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, a cup. He liked to watch me and fucking woman.
I heard Joan tell me, though, she had liked watching me having sex with this chick, though, so...
Say what now?
Think about it.
You said Jones.
I said a Joan.
Oh, yeah.
I said
a
Joan.
Yeah. But that's... Some people like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it don't do that for me.
If it was Kim,
they said she was like
in on it too.
His Maxwell chick,
Giselle,
Ghislaine.
How you gonna go against Diddy? He did 10 hoes on the floor like that. Yeah. You gonna tell that nigga no?
You're right.
Hey. Did it,
he was in his prime when she was alive.
But he was charged with
he got away then.
He was charged with sex trafficking, racketeering, and arson.
What was the arson for?
Kid Cudi car.
That's in the real shit.
Yeah. That's in the when they picked his ass up from the hotel shit.
So Kid Cudi probably gonna have to testify.
Probably.
Or unless they got somebody who he got to do the thing.
Either way it go, it's crazy for the guy. Like, he facing a whole lot of shit. And he pleaded not guilty, so I don't know.
That's the only thing he can do.
Yeah. And Kel's, like, when we talk about him, like, everybody testified against
him. R. Kelly's daughter said he fucked her.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Oh, he did something with her, yeah.
Really?
Just came out.
Oh, I seen you post something about that, man.
Wow.
Yeah, that's sick now. Oh, now that's past.
No, man.
But I'm saying, though, but, like, if you would do it to one child,
that he did that. Oh, fuck that sick bastard, man.
No, your own child is dead. I mean, not saying that.
Fuck.
No
problem.
Jesus Christ.
But, like, even like, you know,
that's sick, man.
People say shit like, you know, I'll die for my child. Like, I'll die for your child. I don't even know the motherfuckers. Like, a child is a child. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. This motherfucker, what? She came out and said it.
You don't got kids.
No, I don't. Yeah, but
it's a different type bomb. Child.
I get what you're saying, but the point I'm making is, I wouldn't do that to child.
Yeah.
Oh, depending on what that little bastard is. If I got to choose between my child and that nigga,
no. What I'm saying is, I wouldn't violate no child.
Yeah, I ain't with that. Yeah, that's sick, man.
Oh, violate no.
Yeah, I wouldn't violate no child.
No.
That is bananas.
Yeah, that's some sick. Ah, damn, man. See, now.
Your own child.
So now that shit really different for me.
It should have been. You seen it on tape. What do you mean?
Yeah, but.
Oh, now the nigga is a monster.
He been a monster.
That's sick. That's super sick.
Yeah. What's most sick than pissing on a 12-year-old? This episode.
That girl wasn't 12 in that movie.
Touching your own
child. Hey, a 14?
Touching your own child.
She's a 12 or 14.
Touching your own child.
Yeah, a nigga I know from Florence locked up right now for
the thought.
Fucking his daughter.
What?
His daughter?
Mm-hmm. I remember
beating his ass every day, though.
They is in need to be.
Never expect that shit. He texting her like, when your mama go home and tell your back out and shit like that. Crazy shit.
Man. That what he was texting her?
Man.
Mama saw the shit.
Oh, man.
How old was the girl?
14, teenager.
Sick, bro.
Niggas,
that's
wild.
Some sick shit, yo. That's sick ass shit.
Yeah, but y'all want to step in the name of love, though. Go on right ahead.
But Craig, you know, he asked me, he said, man, I want you to ask me love in one question. Where does hip hop go now that Death Row and Bad Boy, the two conglomerates from the 90s, the shit that we know, both of their CEOs possibly gonna be locked up. The labels probably, like he said, where do you see hip hop going? That's what he want to know. He
want to know. Going?
Yeah, he said from going from like we going to, are we gonna go away from labels? He asked a detailed ass question, but we was on that too. So
it, them people don't got nothing to do with it. Really, like it's
operation.
Just,
It's the label.
Well, not no. What I'm saying what I'm saying is, it go with wherever technology take it,
and because the of the streaming and shit.
The industry take it. So like back then, you needed a label, you needed that. Right now, you don't really need it like that.
Yeah.
Or whoever like can use the technology in the best way to like move the music. But for the most part, now people kind of do it on that. Well, not for the most part, but people kind of do it on their own, and the label, the way the label used to do it, it changed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
but do you think the label is completely over?
No.
It's not.
No. Cause
you still got your superstars.
I mean, you still
but
got
how many of your superstars actually signed to a label? Do they just have distribution deals now?
That part I don't know, but I don't. This episode is sponsored by Mucinex. these two niggas over here sniffling. They signed you. This is.
Hey, this show my dead cake because I wasn't gonna tell Jones I ain't going to this motherfucker.
This shit is sponsored by Sign Your Tab. Shout out to Diggy for fighting through it, nigga.
Hey,
it's hard doing this type of shit when you
under the weather.
Yeah, when you got that head trauma up there.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I done hold him about 9 sneezes.
I know.
What's your mouth? Oh, I'm gonna put it in the air. Sussily.
But nah, I ain't really into it like that to see who, like, you know, back in the day, used to know this person signed to that person and this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
All the big niggas signed, though, the major niggas, Drake, Travis Scott. You seen that Travis Scott, the thing he did in Met Stadium this past weekend, his first US show?
No, I ain't saw
that. That shit was crazy.
I just saw the other one he did maybe like a month ago, and it was like a billion people outside.
Yeah. He did some shit in the stadium. That shit was crazy.
I mean, niggas like that, they the ones keeping the labels up.
They the biggest artists. They sell Drake,
Travis.
And niggas don't got no label. They sell enough. You know what I'm saying? They make enough money because they sell enough.
Or the
independent.
Or the labels put them in like types of deals to where they'll make money off of this, but then they got them connected to other stuff and other kind of deals and all kind of stuff. So
yeah. So the position of the record label has changed.
Yeah.
They pretty much,
for the most part,
because it's really
the internet
just
changed.
It's really just like a management part of it. Because
Snoop Dogg could have been on the internet and then put that music out on the internet.
Got assistants, so they got somebody right up behind them now to keeping the same vibe.
But it's,
they
it's really, but now they doing shit like motherfuckers like Sweetie had the McDonald's deal. Travis Foster had the deal with McDonald's. Shit like that they're doing.
Shout
now.
Out to Travis Foster.
I meant Travis Scott. Shout out to Travis.
Running back?
Nah,
he from Dallas.
Shout out to
Big Cat.
Big Cat. Needs to play football with us and shit. But they set them up, and you know Travis Scott got the fucking deal with Jordan. His Cactus Jack shits go crazy every fucking time he drop. Whatever that nigga drop, it goes crazy.
But like,
real quick.
Yeah. Okay, he's about to say something. But like with him though, I wonder how much of that stuff is because he got that following. Cause like he could have that following on his own and like, not get that Jordan deal. You know what I'm saying? So.
But Playboy got the same, damn near the same following.
Cardi?
Yeah.
He by himself?
But his image different. That's why he
he got a different image.
Yeah.
He more demonic and you know, goth.
Yeah.
That goth shit ain't really. He might get a deal with like.
Shit. He be getting shit like with Balenciaga and shit like that.
I mean, yeah, he was a model first, so.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he was a model. Yeah, he was a model when he was in high school.
Oh, well, yeah, you know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So he, that's why him and A$AP Rocky, when he first came out, they was real tight.
Both of them both model shit?
Oh, A$AP, stay on somebody goddamn photo shoot.
But them boys was in the clothes and shit like that.
Yeah, they always been fashionable. Connor. Yeah, yeah. So, but niggas like that. I think Cardi on the label though. I think he signed to somebody.
Yeah,
I think he is.
Yeah, but all the big name people really on labels. Even like,
if you're doing a world tour, you're on a big label.
Gotta be.
Kendrick just left his label, So.
Mm-hmm. And he about to go on tour. He about to go on tour again.
Yeah. He gonna do it before the Super Bowl?
I want to say it start after the Super Bowl. Big as the what?
Big as the what?
So the roles of, I mean, it ain't no, back to Craig point though, it ain't like no Rockefeller or no Bad Boy. Yeah. No, not like that.
Yeah.
I mean, what was it, 300?
Mm-hmm. Empire.
Yeah. I think they sold to, 300. What was the one the Migos and all them boys was on?
QC.
QC sold a 300 or something like that for all that money.
Yeah.
It was that, but I don't think it'd be no.
So pretty much record labels pretty much just like management companies now.
No, basically. They still labels though, because they still do the record label thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different. I don't know. But like I said, back in the day.
The internet would make it different.
Yeah.
Like I said, internet was out there, Snoop Dogg wouldn't need that.
They could do a lot of self promotion.
They could just
now.
Blew up and got down Long Beach where they was from, and then mm-hmm. they would have had to fuck with them.
Yeah. It could, and you know they do a lot of self promotion now. They the internet, social media allowed them to do that. So the labels, now it'll never be nothing. It'll never be like it was in the '90s. That shit over with.
Me with
motherfuckers, labels. Yeah, motherfuckers ain't shopping for a deal. They not doing that no more.
Niggas still is, but only reason you shopping for a deal is if you ain't popping.
If
by
you
yourself.
Ain't popping by yourself, yeah, because you need that. Now you need the backing.
You got to shop. You got to shop for a deal though. You got to, because it's a lot of people that just make music, and now because you can put it out yourself, mm-hmm. it just seemed like a whole lot of mess.
So the shit Dolph was really trying to do, it'll never be. You'll have to be like that type of artist to make that shit happen.
What was Dolph, he trying to do?
Dolph wasn't signing nobody.
Yeah, he was.
It was Universal or some shit.
Universal,
right?
Empire.
Yeah. Okay, but
he signed a couple deals.
Yeah.
Dolph was kind of fun quick or something.
Well, these rappers like to tell you they got distribution deals, and with the distribution deal, I think they just pretty much saying that they just distribute their music for them.
When you can't drop like you want to drop,
you want to.
Yeah.
That's how Dolph was.
I ain't gonna necessarily say that, but
I think he had the freedom.
Just look at them niggas how they drop before damn they signed up them down shit. Nigga like, no, you can't put that song on yet. We gotta clear it first and whoop. All before you make that shit in the damn house and put that bitch out tomorrow.
But right. now we're like dropping like you want to. Streaming kind of changed that too though, because a lot of songs be having samples and all kind of stuff
and
like that.
You gotta get clear.
You gotta
and
get
if it
clear
don't get
for
clear,
streaming.
They gonna change that shit on that motherfucking platform.
Like wow, was it Benny?
Mm-hmm. All Night Flight.
I'm
in a one-way flight.
With Busta Rhymes?
No, it was Benny with it was West Side with Busta Rhymes.
West Side with Busta Rhymes.
But it was Benny with what's the nigga name?
No, I'm
Freddie Gibbs.
I'm specifically talking about that Busta Rhymes song.
Yeah, the scientist or some
matter
shit.
Matter of fact, yeah, Ghostface was on that song too.
Mm-hmm.
And they switched that beat. They fucked that shit up.
Yeah, because it was hard at first.
He made a great song, trash ass song.
Mm-hmm, but he couldn't get the shit cleared.
Yeah.
Or didn't get it cleared. But they had already put it out.
Put it out.
So a couple weeks after they still didn't get it cleared, they changed
the
head
of the
song.
Yeah. So that type of shit fuck up the streaming.
Yeah.
But the label shit.
It's a lot of songs like that on the streaming shit too. It's a lot of crit songs like that piss me off.
Mm-hmm. From his mixtapes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It ain't the same, but ain't nothing on my computer. It's nothing really the same like it used to be though.
No, it's
and
not.
And no type of industry, like mm-mm. especially with like you have like on television shows and stuff, you have somebody like Issa Rae who had her own YouTube show.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got a deal to do Insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And the way Insecure is, it's different than how shows used to be back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
The way they have like, I don't know, just everything's just a lot different. It make people like be more creative and stuff. Mm-hmm. So the labels just gotta find a more creative way to get money. Really. But ain't no more crews. Yeah, and keep up.
Ain't no more crews.
Yeah, like that.
All that shit over.
Not like, you know, back in the day.
Everybody on their own.
Mm-hmm. And now it almost,
because what the last crew probably was what, the YBN boys? Cordae was a part of?
I mean,
YSL.
YSL.
NBA.
Eardrummers.
No.
They was a.
It was just two of them.
I mean, no, that's Ray Sherman.
I thought it was just Ray Sherman.
Mike Will.
Oh, that whole crew was them.
Yeah, that's them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that had to get Ray Sherman. It's like spelled backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eardrummers spelled backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think the crew's pretty much over it.
Like that, especially with like what happened with YSL.
Mm-hmm.
I think that era might be.
Still got the 4PF boys though.
Who?
It's just Baby. The rest of them locked up.
Yeah, Lil Baby still repping the 4PF niggas.
Well, Rallo Rodriguez still out here. He be killing.
Mm-hmm.
Him and what you call it, they say they had beef.
Who?
And then they got cool now. No, not Rallo Rodriguez. It was Young LA and somebody else.
Boosie and Rallo been beefing for a minute, too.
Them boys cutting up back. Well, Rallo is anyway. Yeah. I'm hearing all Rallo stuff.
Yeah, they been going back and forth for a minute.
Rallo, you call me a snitch and ain't true. I'm on your ass, too.
Oh, Boosie on his ass?
No.
Oh, Boosie called him a snitch?
Yeah.
Oh.
I remember when he was locked up and shit. Someone was paying for it.
Rallo said, Rallo was talking about Boosie ain't making no money.
Yeah, he ain't making no 150 no weekend.
Shit.
He ain't making no 150 no weekend.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Cause he broke it down.
Yeah, he broke it down. That nigga making a 150.
Some little country spot. How much he got paid?
If you come to Florida, they ain't paying Boosie no 30,000.
Yes, they is. We paid Boosie 30,000 10 years ago.
That was 10 years ago.
He getting 30,000.
Shit going right now. If you get Boosie 30,000, what club? How you gonna make that back?
At the dough.
You ain't gonna make it back in no damn dough.
You talk, bro. We did a party Thanksgiving night one night. We had three doughs open. At my dough, my dough made 16,000.
Damn.
And we had two more doors open.
Mm.
You can make that money at the door.
Damn. And okay, so you made $30,000 back. What we making off of spending $30,000? $3,000 at the end? You count them doors at 16, 16, that's 45.
This is with no artists. This is with no artists.
Oh, that was just for
this
a party.
This is at the door for the party.
Be like that. I mean, yeah, this is everybody for a party. At home for that shit. But I'm just talking about a regular weekend, you booking booths. Who going to book booths for $30,000 down here? Where you going to make that money back at? What club can hold what? You need 2,000 people? 1,000 people? What club can hold that many people in Florence, bro?
Bro, we had Gotti come to spin. You know how small spin was. And Gotti was 30,000 back in 2011.
But Gotti was one of the hottest artists out in 2011.
I'm just saying.
Boosie is not one of the hottest artists out right now. You getting $30,000,
bro? They probably getting a 50 ball.
But yeah, the world still fucked up.
Yeah, but the other niggas getting more. Nah,
if he was getting 30,
no club. Them niggas doing arenas getting more, like Future, Wiz, niggas like that. But you a damn little chitlin circle shit. How the world going right now? I don't see no
people paying to come to the club.
And then even to do that shit, you got to do that shit 3 nights out the weekend.
But he doing two shows. Boosie do two shows a night. He do two shows a night.
I just don't see no 150. And Rallo, this is why Rallo saying this shit. Nigga, you asking me for money. The whole reason I'm mad because I held you down when you was damn locked up. And you
he asking him for money now? Money.
Yeah.
I still say he can get it in a week.
A week? Yeah. And then nigga saying a weekend.
Week.
Nigga Boosie say I make 150 every weekend. You ain't
from Thursday to Sunday, you don't think you make 150?
No.
Two shows a night?
All right, if you give Boosie 30, what you gonna give No Cap? What you gonna give Lil Baby? What you gonna give Rallo?
Lil Baby.
Oh, Lil Baby probably get about 60, 70.
You gonna get a young nigga who down.
Lil Baby probably get 70.
Yeah.
Right.
He probably get 70. 75.
I understand. Boosie, bro, name Boosie's last album. Name Boosie's last song on the radio.
You talking to the wrong.
You
asking the wrong.
I'm telling you, man.
See, I'm gonna say set it off, goddamn.
And this ain't Boosie season right now. This ain't car show season. Oh, that Boosie season. Him, your guy, to Rick Ross.
His season all over now because he all on the internet doing them interviews.
Right. Ain't nobody paying no damn Boosie. Boosie coming to Florence. Ain't nobody.
He gonna be here next week.
I can believe it.
Watch out!
Yeah,
of club
it'll be because of homecoming.
Watch out!
What homecoming? Y'all homecoming?
West Florence homecoming.
West Florence and Lamar.
Oh, okay.
West Florence and Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what club he gonna be at?
I don't know what club he gonna be at.
So how many people got to be there for Boosie to make? So then to pay $30,000 to pay Boosie back?
I don't know.
It depends on who's doing the party though.
Depend on who's doing the party.
That's a lot of fucking money.
If the club doing the party, it don't matter. I doubt the club doing the party. Cause the club gonna make their money out the bar.
Mm.
But if a promoter doing it.
Yeah. Shout out to Boosie and Rollo.
Right. I wish I would go to Boots and they say $30,000. You ain't a little damn haircut can stay where y'all at. We finna lose.
Fuck the Boots.
Now people be when you book somebody like, we finna get paid off this shit. We gonna book Boots. Everybody fuck with Boots. Like, perfect example. Them boys book Bankroll Fresh. We just knew that gonna work. Everybody fucking Bankroll Fresh right now. Ain't nobody come to that shit.
Where they had Bankroll at? Somewhere here?
Yeah. Smitty Club.
Which one?
Savoy.
Some of the old Savoy when they turned to the Heat Street or something like that. What that shit was called? After Savoy.
Yeah, man. That's crazy.
That booking should be hit or miss.
Yeah. Did anybody hear J. Cole new song? Nobody heard?
I did.
I heard parts. I heard
a good punchline people were saying from it, but.
Do you agree with you heard? Did you hear the second verse?
Yeah, Grant
sent it to me.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he heard it, he sent it to me, and I listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
And my immediate response to him, right at our first listen, I didn't go back and listen to it yet or anything. Let me find it real quick. Goddamn phone moving like a turtle. Here we go. He said, Cole is back. Please pay attention to the second verse. He explains a lot.
What do you mean back?
That's what Grant said.
Yeah.
So I said, he asking for Drake forgiveness. That's my immediate response. Because what I heard in that second verse sounded like he was asking for this man to forgive him for backing out.
That's what they said on Joe Budden podcast.
Yeah,
too.
And this was Thursday at 10:43 in the morning. Mm-hmm. This is before I didn't even listen to what Joe had to say yet.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, that's what you got from that? I said, yep. He didn't say anything to or about Kendrick that I heard.
Them niggas was heated with Cole. You can't be you can't be neutral.
You can't.
You can't be neutral.
You can't. You gotta pick a side.
Yeah.
You gotta pick a side, dog. You gotta pick a side.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit
was, that man how to run his life.
That shit was just, it sounded like he was asking for that nigga forgiveness.
Can't none of them out rap him. He just
they can't.
He don't want to do
and
no
that's
shit.
But that's the
he don't
that's
do
the
no damn,
but that's the whole
look how ugly
thing.
That messy this shit done.
But he did.
Though.
You can do that without
you calling
that.
Niggas a pedophile. This
but
nigga
you
calling
can,
you,
but
a,
you
a,
can,
a wife beater. You know what I'm saying?
But you can do that without doing that.
You can, but
it ain't gonna be the same because niggas still gonna hold on to it. Look. Well, everything everybody know now probably A minor. And the first narrative Drake had about you beating a girl up like it's that. Beef and shit, but almost like telling a joke. You got to hit below the belt, man.
Yeah.
You're going
yeah.
to
win.
Yeah.
Y'all seen the little ketchup versus mustard shit I sent y'all?
Yeah.
Don't nigga.
It's a whole line of them videos, though, with like condiments rapping or like cartoon rap battles.
They said
like,
free butter.
it's a whole thing of that, though.
But like, that's what I got from it. And it sounded like he was asking for forgiveness. Like, please don't be mad at me, but I just didn't want to be involved with that. But I'm still the hottest rap. I'm still the motherfucker.
Nah, y'all can't say that no more.
Y'all still can't. But that's what he basically said.
You can't because
that's what he basically don't want to talk about your family. Y'all say rap me against rapping, bro. I don't want to.
But here's the thing, though. You can't, like, it's kind of like boxing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go into boxing and say, well, I'm the greatest, I'm the greatest, I'm the greatest. Eventually, you're going to have to hit somebody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
somebody.
Eventually, he going to have. And
I'm,
you
trying to,
be,
I'm trying to hit you. I just don't want to hit you in the nuts when the referee ain't seeing.
Yeah, but I'm trying to hit you,
you
but I ain't trying
I'm
to, I ain't
I
wanna, trying to
I
break
I want
to
win fair and square. I don't want to goddamn hit you in the nuts. Look over there, referee. Bing. Oh, you going to sleep?
But in boxing, somebody going to get hurt. And he don't want nobody to get hurt. And in this, you can't friendly spar.
He ain't saying he want nobody hurt. He just don't want to goddamn talk about somebody's family.
Pull that shit up, man. Can you pull it up?
I believe
we're
uplifting black people. I'm not down with degrading your family and putting your.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That ain't him.
You can do that. You can do that, but do that. But don't try to get into no battles then.
What you mean?
Nah, you don't get into no battles.
Yeah, stay out of it.
Yeah.
You can't. I'm the best rapper alive. So because so you, listen to me, because so listen
right
me,
now you self so, right so now you self claim greatest rapper.
Because I don't want to talk. You just said it. I said can't none of my rap.
He still
you, hold on. You said it. I said
can't
none of my
rap. His ass off. Don't get me wrong.
Listen to me because I don't.
But,
listen to me because I don't want to be
Goddamn asterisk.
Because I don't want to be a murderer. I can't be in a gang. That's a lie. It's all kind of people in the gang. You see what I'm saying? I don't got to goddamn be the one to killing people and doing.
See, he ain't had to kill nobody.
John, look how nasty them boys ain't got.
Hey, Kendrick told that nigga what not to do, and he did it.
If Kendrick told him, damn, Cole told Aubrey that goddamn he mixed and your mom white. What the fuck you think gonna tell Cole World?
That ain't the part of what Kendrick was saying though about him being mixed.
I'm just saying, he was gonna that what he gonna come at both of them with.
Not I don't think Cole, because that ain't what he came
that
at.
That nigga mama yeah. Whitey from the trailer park.
But that ain't what he came
Kendrick
at. Cole
gonna come
with.
At his ass.
That ain't what he came. I mean, that ain't what he came at Drake.
Yeah,
with,
he
though.
Ain't come at Drake with
no,
that.
No, they got two different backgrounds. But he was gonna come at Cole with that.
It ain't even the background part though.
What else could he come at Cole about? Like say J. Cole would wear
that. That's why it would. That's why I think
boy,
it would.
You a,
that's
you
why
a
I think
white boy.
That's why I think that part of the battle would have been interesting because we don't know where it would have went.
I don't think.
You
like,
gotta understand. You talk.
You see,
hold on, but you
the
talk
song
about,
J. Cole made.
All y'all talking.
All
about,
he did was look, say that nigga albums was trash.
At the end of the day,
it was just shit like
and
that.
And he say even then, I'm lying. But that part
but
of being
that
shit,
y'all
need to be a WWF wrestler.
Who gonna make the lie sound
you,
better?
You hear what I said?
Who gonna make the lie sound
you
better?
You heard what I just said?
Them boys, shit. As far as we know, Doogie, think about it.
Y'all want J. Cole to be a WWF wrestler?
I don't want him to
bro.
Do that either.
Listen, man. As far as we know, them other niggas was lying about everything too. It's
I mean,
all who make the lie sound.
That's what I'm doing. If I'm pretty much lying and making up shit on you, but we still gonna, you know what I'm saying? We still cool, whatever. We be in the wrestling.
I don't want them to go at each other. Just make your own songs and let people
gotta,
say you
I gotta
you go.
Now I gotta be a police and investigate dirt on you. Oh, he's sleeping with this girl. Find out who he's sleeping with. Oh, he hit that bitch in the face. Like, come on, bro. That's women shit.
But you ain't gotta
that's
do that.
That's women shit, bro.
You ain't
do.
Gotta. No, you don't.
That's what it's about. Digging
you ain't
dirt
gotta
on.
Do that.
I mean,
that's what they took.
What? That's what they took. That's what it was.
That's what they took it there.
That's where it was gonna go.
Hold up.
It wasn't gonna go there with Cole and Kendrick.
You don't know that, John.
I'm telling you, it wouldn't have got it. It
they
went
said
there.
They talked. Smack from the shit said them boys talk about it. And the Kendrick's like, man,
this
I went my
want.
Beef with Buddy, but this shit gonna get dirty if you stick your hands in there. We
he
cool
told,
now.
But he told,
and Kendrick yeah, done like, said before, like, he got shit for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Don't matter
like,
who you
he
are.
He got shit for everybody. But I don't know no friendly rap battles.
None.
Ain't no such.
What was a friendly rap battle?
I don't remember none.
Nah, it might be some shit, and then
the only
niggas,
thing, only friendly. Not it wasn't even friendly, but them boys was cool.
But think about
cool
it. Most of the niggas who rapped against
I
each other
while you was born.
The niggas who rapped against
Juice
each other.
Oh,
you
was born, hold on, nigga.
You was in diapers,
nigga. When the bridge was over, came out. No, I wasn't.
You was.
When the bridges over came
out,
I was not
in
diapers.
Strings
in
your shoes.
Oh, yes, I did. Nigga, I always had straight. No, nigga, I ain't wearing them since I was two.
You had a hard bottom.
Y'all said no such thing as a friendly battle. Whoever the fuck been friends. That battle, everybody else be ops from the beginning, bro.
That's what
these
I'm saying.
Niggas is friends.
That's what I'm saying. I don't care. I don't want them to battle.
But all I'm saying, you say ain't never been no friendly battle. Everybody else been ops. Jay-Z, Nas, 50, Woot the Woot. Everybody else been ops from the beginning. I don't like you nigga for a certain reason. We homeboys. We do the same thing. I'm 1A, you 1B. You Carmelo and LeBron. Why we don't want to compete against each other? We came up in the
but them
together.
Boys got to play each other.
Yeah, you got to play each other. But that don't mean I got to elbow you. That don't mean I got to do you like Draymond Green when we play.
Right. Oh shit.
It don't.
You it feel don't. Me? I don't got to patch a Beverly you. You my
right.
dog.
It right. don't. You right.
We're going to goddamn smoke out of the game. You
can
just me?
But you still it could be a clean goddamn battle.
Well, the clean battle in rapping is you make your songs, I make my songs, and whoever the people say got the best songs win. But we ain't got to be talking about each other slickly.
But the
that's
thing
what,
about
that's what niggas saying they want.
Who?
Everybody, y'all pretty much saying like
I didn't say that.
You say if J. Cole didn't want to goddamn get dirty with them and talk about the shit or whatever, then he can't say he the greatest no more. Why? I don't want to do that. That's my go against my whole energy and my
that?
Aura, bro. Yep.
Oh well, my bad. I was fucked up. I was fucked
you
up.
You damn sure did. Like I don't want to go against my morals and shit. Like, bro, Jones is my homeboy.
The fuck?
Yeah, Jones is one and I'm 1A. But if it takes for me to goddamn be 1A and I gotta goddamn go find out dirt by Jones' baby mama and his daughter in North Carolina and shit like that's stupid, bro. You feel me? That's dumb, bro.
But that shit just
now
part
Drake
of the game.
And Kendrick, you got to think about it. They were like ops from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
So that's why I was just like Cole. Let me just get out of the way. Cause this ain't my battle right here, mm-hmm. bro. You ever seen two brothers about to fight? You bet you won't get in that shit. That's almost like what that is, bro. Them niggas brother, bro. Let them go ahead and swing.
I'll tell him, though. Yeah, y'all chill out. Yeah. Y'all chill out. Who called it?
When he bowed out. That's what he's saying.
He was telling them to chill
out. Yeah, like, bro, now, look, I try to stop this shit.
That shit was inevitable.
I done told y'all when something happened. I said that shit.
That shit was inevitable. It had to happen.
It didn't have to happen.
Yes, it did.
Why you said
it had to? It had to happen.
Why?
Because just like y'all just said, these niggas ain't friends.
No, but I'm saying, but
it had to happen.
But I'm saying you got to be basing that on something though. What?
I think because Drake represents everything opposite that Kendrick is and what Kendrick represents.
And he keeps
you a white boy. He keeps.
I'm the best. I'm the best rapper. I'm the best. Like Kendrick got tired of that shit.
You ain't got no street.
So he had to do it.
You out selling me on certain
shit. That shit had to happen.
You got more shits than the Beatles. Damn right. But you can't. You rap though.
That shit.
Hold on.
That shit had to happen.
Yeah.
But
that shit had to happen.
It got to be something that Drake did to make Kendrick go at him. It ain't just
that first person shooter shit.
It was them
triggered bitch, him.
Whatever them bitches.
That did it.
This is what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, it ain't like if it weren't for that song,
it was that girl.
Drake and Kendrick would have been
a whore.
What girl?
I'm gonna tell you exactly what it is.
Future mad at him about a chick.
I'm gonna tell you exactly what it is.
Him on Metro. One of them mad.
Say you Kendrick Lamar, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody's saying like, shit, you boy, you the best rapper out there, bitch, or whatever. And some friends, somebody come out. Like they use the same shit with Young Thug and them back in the day. But shit, you ain't out selling them nigga. Nigga, like you can't rap. No niggas, Young Thug can't rap. They ain't out selling more than him. Imagine him, you out your whole career. You like, I'm the best nigga. I'm best nigga. Nigga like, well, Drake got more snaps than the Beatles. Drake this. Drake that. You looking at this nigga like, man, this bitch ass nigga from Canada. He not from our culture. He a mixed Jewish white boy.
That's why it had to happen.
That shit gonna irk you, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm a positive pro black.
That shit had to happen.
Hebrew Israelite. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing though.
That shit had to happen.
Here's the thing though. Kendrick probably would have been comfortable with everything going like it was going, with people believing whatever they want to believe. He would have made his music the way he made his music. He wouldn't even address Drake no more, whatever. Until he made that song. That's why I asked what
first person shooter. Drake and Kendrick did that. Whatever they said in that song, something in that song triggered that man.
What the hell?
To say
Drake
what he said in like that.
They've been throwing
It was before like that though. He been saying
They have. And
even back in like 2015.
Yeah. Kendrick did a Decipher verse on the BET hip hop shit. He talking shit.
He talked shit on the Pimp a Butterfly. He says, what song was it?
Yeah, he said some shit on that too.
When you go back and listen to it, you know what I'm saying? But I don't.
That shit had to happen. It had to happen. Yes, it did. It was inevitable.
Because they ain't even in the same space like that.
That shit was inevitable.
They in the same space. We're in the same space.
Not
really.
We in the same space.
Not really.
Yeah, it is.
Every time somebody say something about you, they want to say, well, Drake got more. This nigga Grammy. Drake got this. Drake sold the most of everything. Man, fuck Drake.
Y'all in the same space.
You know how that shit be, man. You keep telling you, man, fuck them niggas.
That's like a
singing ass nigga.
That's like a movie actor comparing himself to a movie actor. Like, both of y'all can act, but y'all not acting on the same. Like, y'all acting about different things. Like, it ain't. I don't know. I don't feel like it had to happen.
It had to happen.
I ain't gonna say it had to happen, but.
That shit had to happen just like Floyd had to fight Pacquiao, even though it was three years too late.
That's totally different.
Same shit.
It's totally different.
No, it ain't.
Because there's nothing that Kendrick can say or nothing that Drake can say to make either one of their fan bases feel differently about him.
I know.
What Kendrick said, when them songs he made, got a lot of people who's on the fence not fucking with Drake. Like, your lawyer fan could be your lawyer fan, but niggas who just like, all right, I fuck with Kendrick, or I fuck with Drake. There's a lot of more kids, especially young kids, after that, they not like us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he fuck with Kendrick, bro.
But it could be the other
That gonna hurt Drake in, like, along, like, the, on the younger kids, like, the next generation. Kids who, they not like us. That song. You're not fucking with Drake. That about, like, if you was born when Hit 'Em Up came out, you're like, I ain't fooled with this big nigga.
That song good until somebody come out with another good song. Like, people talk that talk until the next slapper
comes. I bet you, like, them kids who sing that, they not like us at them little birthday parties and shit like that, they didn't know who Kendrick Lamar was until that song.
Very possible.
Now they know who that motherfucker is. You know how many times they put that shit on the radio, bro, every day?
Yeah.
You get tired of that shit, bro.
You do until like the third time you tired of it, and then they come back on, and then
they play that shit over and over, bro.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
These kids, they ain't know who Kendrick Lamar was. They don't know about Pimp a Butterfly shit, but they know that they not they like that shit.
Yeah, they do.
Who we talking about, Drake? But maybe, what are you talking about with Drake? Maybe, he messed with little kids.
But maybe that'll make them go back and listen.
I doubt it.
No, one day they will.
For real, movie will make them go back and listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll go check him out eventually, man. But yeah, Joe had the dopest take. I laughed like shit when I saw his tattoo. He was like, man, fuck these niggas in this soft shit. And he's like, this nigga, Joe Budden, he's like, this motherfucker, you know, he said, don't get me wrong, it's exceptional rapping, but he apologized. He basically apologized.
Nigga, them nigga punch you in your face and made you apologize.
Hey, it took a punch, though. It took a punch. Hey,
what would you rather do? Apologize on yourself as a man? It's because, man, I get punched in the face and a nigga make you apologize.
Hey, man, listen.
That go at the ones get these old niggas' point of view. Then you get old and just be talking, bro, the same shit you did. But a nigga made you do it, Joe Buttons.
What did he apologize for?
Said something about Raekwon and one of them niggas. Niggas snuffed and punched him in the face and made him apologize. Yeah.
He said something about Method Man.
And Raekwon punched him in the face.
He said it somewhere.
On an interview.
Sit your ass back in the chair, man. Start crying. Apologize to this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
y'all just like that kind of thing. But I was saying, how can you sit there and talk about somebody soft and this and that, and a nigga made your soft ass apologize? He did that shit as a man. You feel me? Like a man. You say, I stand and scream, bro, my bad, woo-woo. A nigga punch you in your face and made you say that shit, son.
You taking it out of context.
No, no content.
I said context.
Ain't no context. Content, consensual. That ain't worse than a nigga punching you in your face and making
you taking what he's saying out of context, because you got to hear the whole.
You got to hear the whole thing.
I don't think whether you take it out of, like I said, consensual or whatever.
But like,
if a nigga punching you in your face and make you do that, you can't talk about it.
But on some real shit, like, you got to think about it.
What he's saying is what y'all said earlier about this part of the rap and this, that, and the third. Yeah. Like, why you apologizing? That's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
Why he apologized?
His shit got physical.
Yeah.
Like, this ain't shit got physical. Like,
he got put. You just said he got punched in the face.
But how can you call somebody soft and a nigga made you?
He not calling the man soft like that. That's why I said you take it out of context.
This soft rapping shit. This soft rapping shit.
You got
to apologize to a motherfucking. Apologize to a man in a song with that soft rap.
If a nigga said, man, come on out with this old. Y'all like soft ass talking you doing. You don't think nigga calling you soft?
The talking soft, not you as a person soft.
Yeah, still you calling me soft. Get in there.
Nah, it's different.
Doing all that soft ass talking over that nigga.
It's
what
different.
You say? Come again, say what? You can't say soft in a category with a man,
it's,
bro.
It's different. It's different.
You can't say soft in a category with a man.
You gotta say pause
bro.
After then?
No, I'm just saying, like, that's disrespectful.
I mean,
what about it? What would you be cool as a man with somebody saying you soft about?
My kids, my wife.
If I do something that's soft, you call me out for being soft.
You can call me soft for that. That's fine.
But then you call me soft.
That's like if somebody do something like a bitch, somebody call you bitch for doing it wrong. You got to tell what come with it.
Nah, bitch call me
soft. Bitch and soft is anything. Same thing to me. And they call you soft when they call you a bitch, that's the same thing.
Now if they talk about when it comes to my kids and my wife.
If he's
you can't call me to the dick but so pause. If I you know these niggas soft.
I mean, I get what Joe Budden doing. They just gotta have something to talk about because he's podcasting. But
you just gotta hit a whole thing.
Yeah, you gotta hit a whole the whole clip. It's more than he's saying more than that. But that was that shit just made me laugh because he always say the same shit.
So pump it up wasn't no soft music.
That's what I'm saying. You talking.
Do my thing. Let me do my thing.
Man, that nigga had some soft. That nigga had countless albums after that, dog.
What else? What song?
Commercial.
What a song he had?
Yeah, plenty song.
I just give me one.
He got a whole mixtape series called Move Music.
One.
I just gave you a whole fucking series.
No,
Move
I said
Music
give me another
one,
song
two,
after that. Do my thing.
She don't put it down like you, nigga.
What is that?
Him and Jamie Foxx. You asked for another song, didn't
you? I don't know that one. You know that one, B?
You want to hear if I know it or not?
She don't put it down like you.
You ain't never heard that?
I wish you had full hands to get that shit full.
You said name another Joe Budden song.
I was trying to say it's not soft, but that remember that definitely is a soft title.
I can't
25
think.
Years ago.
Yeah, we finna get into that. But
nah.
Joe said Joe, but that's Joe. He with them battle rap niggas. He always was battling niggas and shit. So he gonna feel how he feel.
A nigga call a nigga soft with having his toes out every
but
that, fucking
day. But them boy, but them boy,
call him soft.
But them boys just talking. He talking about the rapping. He just talking about the rapping shit. Like he,
oh my god,
he a rapper. Yeah. He an ex rapper. That's what he did. He was a battle rapper.
Have his toes out every day.
And what they got to do with how he rap?
He rapped soft. You gotta improve. You said, all right, what Joe? All right, what's his gangster song he ever made?
What gangster got to do with you being soft or not?
Yeah.
That way everything got to do with it.
No, it don't.
The hell if it don't? If you ain't no gangster, you soft. Gangsters ain't soft.
Shit.
What gangster you know that's soft?
Snoop Dogg.
There's a lot of
Snoop Dogg no damn soft ass nigga. Snoop Dogg, we had your ass. Snoop Dogg killed the nigga, bro.
No, he did his bodyguard deal.
You gonna go to jail too if you didn't. You don't say nothing, Jones. It's a capital murder.
He did say so. They beat the trial. They beat that shit.
They still kill somebody.
They beat that shit, man. Hell yeah, man.
Y'all listen to Glorilla?
Her and Kirk Franklin joint?
The whole album.
No, I ain't.
She got an album with Kirk Franklin?
She got a song with Kirk. I sit home.
They just be playing with religion and shit nowadays, don't they?
Her name is Gloria Hallelujah.
Yeah. Her mama in heaven the church.
Yeah. Hey, dad, I got to do what she represent.
Her name Gloria Hallelujah.
I said, what does that have to do with what she represents? Your name could be God Almighty, but if you out here telling people to goddamn slain dick and shake ass, you fucking wrong. Come on now, y'all. Stop making me seem the bad guy now.
Jehovah Jireh.
Did you watch that? Goddamn shoot something, spin. I seen somebody who was a Muslim now, they were saying, Rallo on the same interview. Mm-hmm. He was like, we know that shit be wrong. He's like, Lil Durk and them, all them boys are turning Muslim now. So they know that wrong. That's why they're trying to give up rapping shit like that. You can't, don't give me that, man. I'm like, Gloria, Hallelujah. You talking about at the red light twerking. Do you know what you done did? A lot of the youth off that one song, Gloria?
What is twerking at the headlights?
At the red light twerking on the headlight. Get out your car, put your hands on your
I'm saying, what is that?
And
what
shake
is,
your ass.
What is that hurting?
What you mean?
What is that hurting?
When you have a daughter, you'll see.
Oh, shit.
You damn sure don't want y'all doing that.
Did you listen to
the project? Ain't gonna wipe nobody up who doing that.
Did you listen to the Project Pat shit I sent you?
I seen the shit on the internet though. He said he ain't no preacher. Say he just been talking the whole time, whatever. But
he a preacher, man.
Can't take Project Pat serious either.
Why not? Why you can't take Project serious?
He a preacher.
I seen him talking and all that shit. He was still cussing and everything.
Should I start at 30 and go backwards, or should I go from 10 to 30?
What we doing?
Oh, we
finna, oh, 30 years ago.
Yeah, we finna dig in.
I thought it was a list.
I ain't got no more news, man.
It was something else happened in hip hop.
Glory, I'm a give Gloria a spin. Eventually, I'm gonna give her a spin just to see. Now that TGIF shit go hard. I ain't gonna hold you.
Everybody saying her album good.
That TGIF shit go hard. Mm. I wouldn't doubt if it. You know, she just did she redid "Wipe Me Down" too.
Oh yeah, that's on the album.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen.
Shit, they saying that
she didn't redo it. She used
it's the beat. Got kind of like the beat a little bit.
Yeah. She sampled it. Boost in the video.
Oh, Charleston White got locked up.
Charleston White.
But that same charge from
the
photo when he posed and mace that cat or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what that is.
He maced the cat.
Yeah, they locked Charleston
White. And they locked him up behind macing the cat.
Yeah. Animal cruelty.
Oh, okay. Was it attacking him? Why the fuck would you mace a cat?
He probably don't fuck that motherfucker. See. Yeah, see.
They say Cole had a song. I mean, the verse in the song, you're telling Drake, like, you my nigga, you did a lot for me or something. So, I'm supposed to turn my back on a nigga who looked out for me just because niggas want me to rap.
He wasn't turning his back on him.
That's so empty.
Man, that's fool. Do that shit in the street, your ass gonna be dead.
Turn your back
on a nigga who fronted you work or whatever, who'll put you on some shit.
How was he turning his back
on
him?
How you put him on?
If I'm gonna diss you.
But he was supposed to be dissing, he was gonna shoot with him.
We don't know where we're going. You they made a song together, don't mean you don't know where we're going. There you go. It's Beyonce, you speaking for niggas again.
I'm not speaking for nobody.
Listen to me. If we trying to say who the top one out of us three, ain't nobody on no size. We can't team up and go against nobody else.
But if they made a song together.
Like Voltron.
Made a song together.
Okay.
So either you shoot with him or you shoot at him.
No, John. Get what Kendrick.
He could have shot at Kendrick.
Okay, so you think when they made a song together, he sent the nigga the beat, right? He did it first at home, he did it first at home.
They did the shit together.
How you know they did it?
They said it.
What happened?
They made that song together. in the studio together.
And they what Drake supposed to say about Kendrick? So could J. Cole,
he didn't say nothing about Kendrick.
That's no, what I'm
saying. They just so said they call themselves the big three.
Yeah, how I chose a side.
I think I did hear
you said who chose a side?
Kendrick was J. Cole just by doing a song with him. And we doing a regular song together. And the niggas said I'm about the big three. Yeah, you tell me I'm supposed to ride with you or something. So, nigga, I don't know what y'all got going. Y'all looking at that shit as a thing. Like, look at that shit logically as a street from a real person's perspective.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying.
You can't get yourself and nobody.
He chose. He chose not to engage.
You my homeboy.
So he chose not to engage. Yeah. There it is. But see,
that's why we did this last song.
But you gotta think about it. That's why Drake went at Rick Ross and everybody else, because they was shooting with Kendrick.
Okay. I understand that.
Yeah, that's all it is.
And they weren't no shooting with Kendrick. It just was like, nigga, we don't like this nigga either.
They shooting with Kendrick.
I think music enthusiasts and people like that, y'all trying to make niggas like choose a side. Nigga, in life it ain't about choosing sides.
In life it is.
No, it ain't. Why? Not with everything, bro. Not with everything, it ain't. You gotta play your damn position, bro. You can't choose your side and mark something out with this, cause this nigga, all right, so if this nigga don't fuck with this nigga, you gonna stop your shit just cause he don't fuck with him?
Yes.
That what y'all got. Yeah, y'all been what y'all did. He might could have slimed you out. You could have slimed him out. He ain't never slimed me out. So I'm supposed to suffer him because he slimed you out or whatever. I don't know the reason why he did that.
So that's why he gracefully bowed out.
But what I'm saying is, I don't got to fuck with somebody. It's almost like the 56. I don't got to fuck with somebody because you don't fuck with him. That's stupid as fuck.
So he bowed out.
That's stupid as hell, bro.
The friend of my enemy is my enemy.
No, you just talking about. Because get what? If it was a motherfucker business deal on the line and Jones did a business deal, all right.
You
Jones
talking
did,
about on, business. Jones, you mean, talking about business, not friends. You saying friendship now.
Friendship and business. It's the same fucking thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
Man, look here.
Friendship and business, two totally different entities, brother.
That shit ain't. I get what? Get what your friend do you about some business. Like he don't know your dumb ass.
Oh shit.
That business. But he'll still be your friend at the end
no,
of the day.
You ain't my friend, bro.
But some friends.
If you talking about some business and that, no, that ain't no.
But
some people
ain't good
on,
business Tom. People. So what if he know that nigga gonna fuck up the business?
So if you saying that with some, if I'm telling you with the other shit with some, I'm understanding your logic, but y'all just come like, bro, that man ain't gotta do that fucking shit, bro. You my dog, bro. I don't wanna talk shit.
And
about
he
you.
Didn't. He didn't do it.
Say he the godson of J. Cole, boy kids. And this man kids.
But that's what he, daddy, so why, he, did, why, he why, didn't engage.
Mama, why is mom, my goddaddy talking you, shit saying you pedophile. Daddy, you, this and that. That's stupid.
But if you don't engage, then just leave the shit alone.
You can't.
Don't say nothing
that,
else
man.
About
so
it.
So I don't got, I can't have no point of view on it because I ain't do it.
15.
So Max Callum and them niggas skipped, they never played basketball before.
Who?
Skip Bayless. They can talk about it. Y'all listen to them niggas.
I ain't watch Skip Bayless.
It don't matter. You had watched it before. A lot of them niggas didn't even play no ball. Niggas watch them. They experts. Why they can't speak on it? They speaking on it. They ain't been through it. We being biased, bro.
No, I'm not.
We want hip-hop niggas. We treat hip-hop like it's a damn.
I treat that shit like I was raised on it.
What are you talking about?
I treat it like it is. It is what it is to me. And that's how it always been since I've been a fan of it.
That don't make it right, John.
It, right or wrong.
Slavery been the same way it been since you was born. That don't make it right.
Right or wrong. The shit still happened.
But that's what I'm saying. But that don't make it right.
And that how the shit went.
But that, and then the world changed after slavery.
Yeah, it did.
Okay then.
So, but what that got to do about music?
So why hip hop can't change?
It can change.
We'll still do the same slavery mentality.
It can change. It can change. When niggas stop talking shit about each other, it'll change.
Come for Cole, he one of the niggas who trying to change the
niggas
mentality.
Niggas ain't gonna stop talking shit about each other.
Who better not change the nigga mentality with that dissing shit and calling niggas out?
Nigga mentality.
I'ma degrade your whole family and put your deepest, darkest secrets out to diss you. For me to say I'm a better rapper and lyricist than you, I got to put out as much dirt on you.
Yeah, and he
that's stupid as fuck.
Kendrick told him. No, I'm not moving shit.
How does that determine who raps the best? What determines a better rapper?
What you mean?
What determines the best
who
rapper?
Who put the lyrics together better, Doogie?
What determines the best rapper?
Who put lyrics together better?
Similes, metaphor, do all that shit together.
All that, okay. Yeah. And Kendrick succeeded.
Not about who can go in the closet. Not about who. No, he had the
And
most,
he did it he went, by talking shit by no, that man and his
he,
family.
He dug more up in the closet.
But Drake
man,
did
bro.
It first. So it's okay?
All right, Joe, that one's
I'm just,
you.
I'm just. But you got to think about it. Now, if Drake, he told Drake exactly what not to do. Don't talk about this. I won't talk about this. Drake did it. He asked for that shit. Drake asked for it.
So I'm talking about as far.
Yeah, he asked for it.
Yeah, I mean, that might be cool. No, I'm talking about as far as the part where J. Cole can't say nothing now because he didn't want to get dirty. No.
Oh, no, he good.
That the whole thing was different.
Yeah,
like, no,
but that's just how I'm going to feel.
You can't say nothing.
That's my personal opinion.
That's crazy.
That's my personal opinion. That's just crazy. How I feel about it. Don't apologize. Just let the shit go. Just leave it alone. Let it go. We know you still ride with Drake. We know that because you didn't do nothing. You left it alone.
I ride with both of them, Jones.
Exactly. So we know that. So just leave it alone.
That man stole from you. That man ain't never stole shit from me. Hold on. Look, let me give you a perfect example.
Who stole from
you? Look how many niggas snitch around Florence and niggas say shit. Florence and Dawson. Well, shit, he snitched on that nigga. He ain't snitch on me. He be rolling with his ass every fucking day. So we let them niggas do it. No, get out of here, bro. That shit happened everywhere.
I don't know that. I don't know that about it.
Nigga come straight home from prison. Fez and everything. Oh, cuz got a party tonight. We're going to fuck my nigga, boy. You know he done snitch on everybody. Shit, he ain't snitch on me. Now with the rap niggas, niggas want to hold it. I said, man, come on, man. That's a perfect example right there. I should have been saying that.
See, I don't know that about that. Nah, we going to go 10. We're going to T.I. dropped that paper 10 years ago, bro. Man. T.I. dropped
about to call some names. Hey, niggas hold up now. Fresh out of jail.
Speaking of snitching, T.I. dropped paperwork 10 years ago this week.
See, I ain't no snitch.
I know. I'm just saying. I said speaking of snitching.
That snitch on the dead shit, I give them niggas a pass on that. That's smart.
What do you have on paperwork?
About the money with Young Thug.
Oh, that was on there?
Uh-huh. No mediocre. What else was on here?
About the money, that was the jump.
Yeah, this was that shit right here.
Yeah, that was it.
That was that shit.
Thugger made the song.
He did. Yeah,
man, T.I.P. in his Tip had a hard verse too.
Yeah, Tip did go crazy.
I said the hook.
He did go crazy.
Oh, you said he made a hard hook?
He made the song. A nigga jewelry real metal like a can opener.
Rest in peace of my dog Corey, man. Corey Wing from motherfucking Orangeburg.
I'm going with you with
the first time I ever heard anybody rap anything Young Thug said it with him. He was from Atlanta. So we was at the crib one day and the shit came on. And that nigga was rapping the fuck out of this shit. I'm just sitting there. I've been off. I'm like, nigga, you understand what that nigga said? You're like, yeah, I know that nigga.
Oh, you know
him? Yeah, him and Pee Wee, he knew all them niggas. Yeah, man, shout out to Corey, man. Doogie might remember Corey from Atlanta, dark skinned nigga. Mm-mm. Goddamn, used to own 601 in Orangeburg at one point. Yeah, Corey used to fuck with Thug, Long Way, all them niggas down there.
27?
Yeah, man. But this was. I think he dropped this one right after he got out, didn't he?
That one, Pee Wee Roscoe was fucking with them right before they shot that Lil Wayne too. But Pee Wee was on that Road to Redemption shit with T.I. and all that shit.
Okay.
You know, on YSL indictment too.
Who?
Pee Wee Roscoe.
Oh yeah,
I thought they shot Lil Wayne too, but up.
Yeah, they just but what they locked Pee Wee Longway up for?
Drugs. Yeah, 200 something of a million in drugs.
Jeez. Somebody told on
him? They had the plug shit tap. Pee Wee probably beat that shit up for real.
Yeah.
He told a nigga, the only thing they got Pee Wee doing is telling a nigga he needed 4 pair of shoes and 3 windows. Nigga, like, I can get you the shoes. I can't get the windows right now. Said, meet me in an hour. They never did the meeting or nothing. They ain't never get no product or no shit, but they still locked him up and indicted him on the RICO
conspiracy.
Shit.
Conspiracy.
Damn.
But you got to find something, though. You can't just go off no damn windows and shoes. You might sit in jail for a long time, but.
That's crazy. Shout out to Tip for that paperwork. 25 years. Donnell Jones dropped Where I Wanna Be. We gonna flip it and go to the R&B for a little quick second. Cause this is a dope ass album. And B-Lil tagged me in the shit, reminding me that this one came out 25 years ago.
What was the name of it?
Where I Wanna Be.
That was Say What.
All that shit was on there.
Cool. Usher, I tell everyone that she Usher getting them cornrows in the video. And I first had that cornrows.
Hey. Yeah, this is that shit, bro.
This shit right here. This is another song that take you right back to
this nigga that crazy.
You on TV raps and all that shit. I mean, not young, but summertime. That was in school when that came
out. Was
that
last week y'all was talking about N1 mixtape music?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I was listening to all that shit last night in the car.
Yeah, this take me back to that.
This was on that.
This was on that.
Well, no, this was playing at
Foot Action.
At Foot Action, yeah.
This is on the day.
One of the 90s top jams right here.
It right should here? Be.
Yeah.
It should be. It should be. What what else was on here? Where I Wanna Be, of course.
Mm-hmm.
What was the he had another cut
Shorty?
On That was, I think that might be the one. Yep. Shorty got eyes on me.
Quarter past three.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
He had some songs on
here. Yeah, he had some shit on it. This shit right here was so fucking good.
He can eat forever off of this album, shit.
Yeah. He should still be performing this.
That nigga probably don't own his master. Pope Daddy has something to do with this.
I think it's after 25 years. Yeah, this Babyface now, bless you. It's Babyface now, so.
The Babyface probably wrote these damn songs then.
Yeah. Him out LA, one of them niggas.
Yeah.
But yeah. This shit, I used to listen to this shit at state too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You listen to R&B?
I had a couple joints.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. I ain't always R&B. I wasn't always playing the video game in my room.
Hey, yo.
The niggas had the goddamn niggas had to go to their room.
I remember what you said that, B. What you mean that you can remember that was, you know, you didn't listen to R&B.
Y'all see Fresh Nova got Fresh Nova got you just know it. BBL Drizzy.
I mean, I did, but like not.
You know, there's a period of time that you just know you didn't listen.
Oh yeah, it was a period of time where if it wasn't Rockefeller.
Yeah,
but see, I always sprinkled some R&B in my shit.
I did.
I always did. Like I had Leah One in a Million. I had Erykah Badu, Baduism. I had Kelly Price. Man. I had the show, the party after the show, the after party, the hotel. Appreciate you, brother. I hit you. Oh.
It's a deal, man.
But yeah, I kept a.
Oh, you got some more? Oh, in the car.
I kept a R&B. You know.
Yeah, man, I was singing.
LSG was my shit too. LSG, Levert, Sweat and Gear was my shit too.
I did, but I went like, well, I wasn't on it like that.
Yeah. I definitely had this album.
I know, I was on it.
Maxwell, singing that Fortunate album was
that's
my shit
too. That's the
first one. Mm-hmm. No, Urban Hangout Suite.
Hangout Suite. Yeah,
that was the one I had.
I had that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see they.
But that wasn't that in the time period though. Where talking I was straight R&B. 30 years ago.
30 years ago, Scarface dropped The Diary.
Shout out to Scarface.
We just experienced him performing some of these songs a couple months ago. But that Never Seen a Man Die shit. What's my song with Devin the Dude? Hand of the Dead Body. That's my shit.
What a
I like seeing them boys on what's not unplugged. Tiny Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Performing Tiny Dead.
Yeah. It ain't nothing but a thing though, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Shout out to Face Mob.
All right, cat. Stay up for peace. He
reaches farther with his hands. That nigga just sound like a preacher, man. Goddamn.
Oh yeah.
Start rapping that shit. Nigga sound so goddamn. Sound like he preaching this shit, man. Yeah, yeah, man. But I remember my sister got there playing the fuck out of this album. She had just she came back from she transferred to France to Mary from A&T. So she had been in the room. She'd be playing this shit all fucking day. She would listen to this fucking Diary shit all the way. I'm talking about cover to cover. Would skip shit nothing. But yeah, man. But yeah, that's all I got today, fellas. Oh yeah, rest in peace to Whitney Houston's mom.
Oh yeah, Sissy.
Yeah, Sissy.
Sissy outlived her daughter.
Yeah.
Wow. Sissy wasn't on them damn hard drugs.
She was 91.
Yeah, 91 years old.
Yeah. You heard the conspiracy about Sissy and Whitney?
That ain't her daughter.
Yeah.
That was her husband had on the outside or some shit like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, her husband had on the outside and brought her home to Sissy the Raid.
Oh,
and
shit.
And the girl, the lady really
she's
sing.
A snow.
Mm-hmm.
She yeah, she's a well, she's a brick because she lived in New Jersey. So. you know that's how the shit it go where you live at.
Yeah.
So she's a brick.
Yeah.
Whitney Brick.
The bastard, so bastard child. My lady, you're the bastard child of John Wick.
Oh man.
What was her daddy name? You're Sissy.
I can't remember her pop.
What was her daddy name? You're John Houston's bastard.
Oh man. But yeah, man, that's all I got today, man. I needed to come in here and get that shit off my chest, man. I try to sit in the house all week too, so.
I hear that.
Yeah, yeah, man. Fuck that shit. Shout out to my dog Craig. Hung out with him yesterday.
So. Shout out to Craig.
Yeah, watch some good football and shit. Mm-hmm. Appreciate y'all boys, man. No, I'm sorry. Appreciate y'all, together. Y'all fellas. Yeah, we did.
How you take it?
He took it pretty good.
Who you like?
South Carolina.
Yeah. I was all into it because I wanted Alabama to lose because I'm a Texas fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I am pulling for Lenores. Like, me too. I'm pulling for him.
Lenores.
And he just got, like, he got to get them jitters out of him.
I think he got to call better players.
Like, he got some jitters in him. Like, he'll fumble that motherfucker, though.
Yeah, he do some. Yeah.
He'll fumble that bitch.
Freshman.
Yeah, I know, but that's the shit. Like, once he get that shit out, but that's why I told him.
To go to Alabama and lose by three as a freshman.
Lose by two. Freshman, yeah.
You pretty much could have beat LSU. Like,
yeah.
They could easily have been had one loss on the season. But the only thing they really lost was Ole Miss.
That's why I said.
Now, he make Tom Yonsei for him.
But Doogie, that's why I said. They should have gave him the keys to the car last year.
He got him this year, though.
All this shit will be over with this year.
Nah, they did the right thing.
They did the right thing. You can't Spencer Rattler, bro.
He was good. That boy
now.
Good, bro.
You see what he's doing now with
him. When he was in college, I was like, he remind me of Patrick Mahomes.
He good.
Man, don't.
He go. Do. His style of play?
Nah, just the way he look must be because he don't play nothing like no guy.
He got an arm, too.
No, not like you think.
Patrick Combs.
I've seen it.
Patrick Combs.
Patrick Mahomes.
He did it.
But yeah, man. June, tell them where they can find you, man.
Hanging out in, yeah.
Doogie.
Oh, man, take some Mucinex.
Sign your tab.
Shit for real. That little green thing be on the commercial. You need to come in the room. Little Mucinex commercial. Like Slimer.
Yeah. That what his name is, Slimer?
Great. He like one of them things.
See, I ain't had the Mucinex. I had the thing. It was called Digger. And that was on the Athlete's Foot commercial. Let's get in between your toes. Between your toes, dog. That's the thing I remember.
Gave me something one day, boy. That shit opened me up so bad. I'm talking about snots coming out my nose, my eyes.
And I'm using it.
Easy. Tell them where they can find you. Appreciate you too, bro.
Preach_BP every Monday and Wednesday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
Appreciate it, man. Boy Jones.
Oh, yeah. I done ate.
JP Jones 81. My personal Instagram, the Music Jones Podcast on Instagram. you can email us at musicjonespodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, like, I
that's what I'm a title it.
It's not episode. Diggy's sniffling the whole episode.
CL, what's wrong? He listen to every show?
Oh, yeah.
Who is CL?
Like, man. Subscribe, comment, every share, like everything, man. We appreciate
that's
y'all for listening.
Yeah,
peace.
They had a whole conversation.
Came up in the system. But he's smart, and he's finally making 18. And his goal's to get on top and try to stay. So he's calling the